Well, at Grand Canyon National Park, officials are trying to move past a scathing sexual misconduct report released earlier this year by the U.S. Office of Inspector General. In attempts to change the culture of harassment, the National Park Service is investigating just how extensive complaints of sexual harassment have been at national parks. They're also setting up a confidential hotline for agency employees to report misconduct, and for the first time, have appointed a woman to oversee Grand Canyon operations. Laurel Morales of Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports from Flagstaff.
On a recent summer day, U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell and three of the highest-level Park Service officials in the country step out of a black SUV at the rim of the Grand Canyon. They take in the iconic view for a few seconds before turning around to face a group of reporters who want to talk about the ugly events that took place on the river miles below. According to the Office of Inspector General, for about 15 years, male River District employees demanded sex from female coworkers and punished those who refused.
That's unacceptable behavior. It is a failure of leadership. It's something that we have got to address.
Jewell called the victim's stories horrific. One of the 13 employees who sent Jewell a letter that led to the investigation was a river ranger at the park for 5 years. Her name is being withheld for privacy reasons. She and another government employee were working on the river in 2011 when he steered their boat away from the rest of the group.
He exposed his genitalia to me and propositioned me for sex. There were three supervisors on that trip. And I went and told, a supervisor what happened, and he didn't do anything.
In a phone interview, she says she didn't make a formal complaint at the time, fearing retaliation. The Inspector General's report confirms that when women refused advances or complained, they were shamed, denied food on trips, or simply ignored.
It's appalling. I mean, there needs to be some sort of larger reform about how, you know, the system could repeatedly fail over and over again.
According to the Inspector General's office, higher-level officials allowed the hostile culture to fester. In the wake of the report, former Grand Canyon National Park Superintendent Dave Ubaraga chose to retire after the agency offered him a job in Washington. Some say others still working at the park should be fired. But National Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis said in a House committee hearing on the issue, it's nearly impossible to fire a government employee because of the many rules and documentation required in the discipline process. So for now, Secretary Jewell wants to focus on what they can do, like hiring a new superintendent.
Frankly, it's going to press a reset button on Grand Canyon National Park, where this is going to be one of the best places to work in the future.
That new superintendent is Christine Leonards.
Grand Canyon is a place that will lead the National Park Service through making sure our organization and this park are inclusive, respectful, and embrace diversity.
Leonards is the first woman the park has had in this role. Regional Director Sue Massica hired her.
Chris is known as a collaborator. She's known as very caring and attentive to people. I needed a leader who would come in and set the tone in terms of moving forward, healing this park.
In her email to employees, Leonard says her highest priority is and will always be employee safety. She says it's about setting expectations.
We will not tolerate things like sexism, sexual harassment, sexual assault, racism, all of those things. And the leader has to be very clear at the outset. So there's just no question in anyone's mind that there are rewards for those behaviors that are positive and consequences for those that are negative.
The Grand Canyon isn't the only national park dealing with sexual misconduct. The Office of Inspector General is also investigating claims of sexual harassment at Canaveral National Seashore in Florida. For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.